Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine, and as always, we are thankful that you are kind enough to let us share some time with you and that you feel as though the Zurian Show has some information that you want to hear. At least hopefully we pique your interest in whatever it is that we're talking about. As always, we're going to try to come up with the show that, or we've come up with the show that we think is going to be interesting. The title of the show is 45 Years of Life and Living a Life. Or 45 years of life and 45 years of living a life. Or 48 years, I believe, is actually the title. Well, ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us are here for a finite amount of time. And in that finite amount of time, I guess the real key is, why are you here and what do you plan to do with that time? Do you plan to, again, have a life that's one that's going to be memorable? Or do you plan to have a life that's going to be wasteful? Are you going to try to get the most out of everything that you do and become the person that you want to be? Are you going to be the person that gives, or are you going to be the person that takes? Because, again, remember, those people that do give, those people that do give, whatever it is that they give lasts more than a lifetime. It can last forever. It can last generations after generations because you will have left a legacy. Recently, I'm sure that everybody heard that one of the musical icons passed away. Now, nobody really knows what the reasons are, but I'm sure that very soon we'll all have a good idea. Unfortunately, this person was one of those candles that burned very, very brightly. And there's a saying that the candle that burns very bright also burns twice as fast. And for a person to pass away at a young age, that, you know, that's a pretty fast candle. Or that's a candle that more than likely burned pretty fast. And for those of you that are listening, the candle that we're actually referring to is Whitney Houston. And this show really isn't about Whitney Houston. You know, the way that I see it, you know, I'm very sorry for Miss Houston's family and all of the above, and that she had to have an early demise in her time frame. But here's the interesting thing about it. If we look at it on the plus side, one, this young lady left a legacy. She left music, and beautiful music, that people will be able to listen to for generations. She left an impression. She left a mark. However, other than the music and some of the other things that she's done, she also left a negative mark. And that negative mark is the fact of her drug abuse, her, unfortunately, bad choices in relationships and things along that nature. And these are the things that the rest of us are dealing with every day, except we don't have the resources and tools and money that Miss Houston had. So, like I said, Miss Houston left a pretty nice legacy in the sense of she left a musical career. She was a phenomenal vocalist, a phenomenal, you know, performer, and a pretty good actress. However, here's something that the rest of us need to keep also in mind, is the fact that she lived a very full life, even though her life was short. That young lady, with all her mistakes and all of the things that happened in her life, which again are human, we're all subject to make mistakes, I'm not picking on Miss Houston in any way, she lived at 48, probably more than most people will live if they live to be 98. So yes, her spark is done, as the Reverend would say, the chapter in her book is closed. However, you know, she lived a pretty full life, and I can only say that in the sense of the experiences that she did, the hearts that she touched, the people who she was able to move, the, I'm sure, you know, altruistic things that she's done for the community, in the community, and with the community. And she also lived her dream. I mean, this is a young lady that lived her passion. You know, her passion was to sing. Her passion was to use her voice to bring joy and happiness to the world. Look at the people around you that are 58 and don't bring any joy to anybody, not even themselves. 68, 78, 88, 98, 108. And all they're doing, be it intentionally or indirectly or unintentionally, is they're taking. They're not contributing anything to the people around them. They're not contributing anything to the community. They're not contributing anything to, you know, to the human race as a whole, except for negativity. And my question to you, everybody that's listening, is that are you one of those people? Are you contributing to the good of your mankind, or are you contributing to its downfall? Are you one of those people that's actually adding to the world, or are you one of those people that's just taking from it? You know, again, you know, I'm really sorry to hear about the tragedies that happened in this particular situation, and I do think that 48 is too young to go. But, however, you know, that's a path, unfortunately, that was chosen, and that path led to this particular end. But even though this person took a path that is not one that I would consider to be the right path to take, this person had still done more positive things for the world around them than many people. So there's really the overall situation is something to be sad about, but the actual contributions that this person made, the actual things that they've done, and, you know, I mean, I liked Miss Houston's music, but I'm not exactly a Whitney Houston fan, I guess you would say. But anyway, you know, her actions were phenomenal in the sense of, again, the contributions that she made to the world. And she, again, will leave a legacy. Most of us will not leave a legacy worth leaving. Most of us will just have been here. We're just a bump in the mark of time. We've had no effect on anybody, and definitely no positive effect on anybody. However, this young lady did. So my question is, whether you're, you know, 15 or 80, what is going to be your contribution to life? Who are you going to help? How are you going to help those people? Are you even going to help yourself? So, you know, let's look at life as a celebration, and let's look at every day as another opportunity for you to do great and wonderful things. And if we look at life that way, if we look at those opportunities, if we look at the things that are in front of us, if we look at the choices that we make, we need to understand that each of those choices that we make, each of those decisions, good, bad, or indifferent, are leading us down a particular path. And also we need to keep in mind that no day, no time is promised to us, that every day is a gift. And any time that we do something that's going to take us down a negative road or going to lead us in a path where we could possibly lose our lives because of a negative or irresponsible action. I mean, again, we're all given the time that we have here by grace. Again, nobody is an island unto themselves. Nobody is going to live forever. But again, we're coming back to that contribution thing. We're coming back to being able to give in a world where it's needed. I mean, we need positive role models. And again, as far as a young lady at the age of 20 that was discovered and gave a lot, you know, Miss Houston gave a lot. My question is that for those of you that are also 20 or 18 or 25 or 30 or 35 or 48 or 58, what are you giving? And what are you willing to give in return? You know, again, this isn't about, you know, going to heaven. This isn't about, you know, this isn't about a lot of things, but this is about, this is a wake-up call for those of us that are not necessarily on the path, for those of us who have gifts to share, but yet we have yet to share them, for those of us who could be contributing to the world that we live in, yet are only taking from the world that we live in. This is a wake-up call for you. You know, this is a wake-up call that anything can happen to anybody. And that with something like this happening, what are your contributions? What are you going to do? What are you going to take from this? This isn't about, you know, for the next, I don't know, couple of weeks, we're going to hear a whole bunch of all of Miss Houston's songs. We're going to hear all of the great songs that she did, all of the contributions that she made. Some of the negativity is going to come out. Why is it going to come out? It's going to come out because we live in a world that thrives on that negativity. We live in a world that thrives on that non-positive movement and motion. However, no matter what bad news they share, most of it will be overshadowed by all of the good things. I mean, this is a lady that in one album, I think, had 7 hits. You know, this is a lady that sold hundreds and millions of records. And I hope, again, I don't really know her life history, but I hope that this is also a lady that contributed so much. She actually contributed a lot because she made a lot of women and a lot of people, especially of African-American descent, believe that they could go out and do the same thing that she could do. She moved them with some of the passionate words that she shared. So my thing is for all of you people out there is, again, what are you going to do today to be a contributor to the world? And if you're already past 45 or 48 years of age, and let's say you only have 5 more years to live, what are you going to contribute? You know, what are you going to bring to the world? What are you going to bring to the party? That's a very important thing. Now, with that said, before your life comes to an end, what do you want to change? Those of you listening on Blog Talk, please consider this and consider what I'm going to say. What are you willing to change? What do you want to change? You know, what are the things in your life that you know that if you were to make some slight adjustments could make your life a more fulfilling event? And not just a fulfilling event for you as an individual, but a fulfilling event because you're now contributing to the world around you. You're now becoming part, proactive part, of the human race. When do you want this change to take place? When do you plan to take action? When do you plan to move forward with this change in which we're talking about? That's a very important thing, because the only day that you have on earth is now. Other than that, everything else is subject to change, okay? So when do you want this change to take place? What are you willing to do to make this change take place? All right, next thing. What do you need to do to adjust? What needs to be adjusted in your life? What needs to be removed? What needs to be added? What mindset do you need to take so that you can step forward and create a life where you're a giver instead of a taker? Tell me, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you don't have to tell me. The only person that truly knows is you. And what will you gain from the change? That one is very important. What will you gain from the change? It's up to you. Are you going to take your life, and is it going to be one that's worth living? Is it going to be one that is a monument, not only to you, but to those around you? Or is it going to be one of those lives where, you know, yeah, he lived, and that's pretty much it. Didn't contribute much, didn't really do much, but he lived. So what will you gain from any changes that you make? Let's try this again. Now, these are just five points. What would you change in your life if you had the opportunity starting today to just change whatever you needed to? Do you want to change? It's a serious question. You've got some people that just don't want to change. When do you plan to take the action to make that change? What do you need to change in your life? And what will you gain from that change? You know, there's a saying that we used to do on the rifle range. You know, I was in the Marine Corps for about 22 years. And, yes, that's an establishment, and definitely there was some change that took place there. But anyway, when I was in the Marine Corps, and when we first started to learn marksmanship, they used to say, ready, aim, fire. And when you did all of that, there were other parts. You were supposed to use breath control, you know, trigger control, sight alignment, sight picture. All of these things were important for you to hit the target. It wasn't just about squeezing the trigger and putting a round down range. You needed to put a round down range and hit a target. And then on that target, it was specific areas that you needed to locate and hit with your round in order to get a high score. The problem with many people is that we get our weapons, and first off, we don't take care of the weapons that we use. And in our case, the weapons that we use is our body and our mind and our levels of intelligence and also common sense. Those are some of our weapons, okay? Then from there, we don't take care of the ammunition. We don't put good fuel in our body. We don't put good knowledge in our body. We don't use the appropriate equipment that we need to use. We just use substandard equipment that's going to get us to a certain point, but not necessarily get us the result that we're looking for. Because if we're truly looking for, you know, a quality experience, if we're truly looking to be able to be our best and do our best, be it on the range or in anything else that we do, we have to, again, be prepared for what's coming. And how are you prepared for what's coming? You're prepared for what's coming by practicing, you know, by putting yourself in a position where now you're ready. Now, once you do that, you need to get into the right overall position in order to do what you're going to do. So from that position, you're able to, again, fire your weapon. I think one of the number one problems with a lot of people is that we're constantly going ready, aim, 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 and most of us fail to pull the trigger. And in life, it's not only showing up. Life is about showing up, but showing up with the right attitude, showing up with the right equipment, showing up with the right mindset. Those are things that are also going to aid you in your goal to reach your particular goal. And if you don't do those things, you're not going to reach your goal. You're always going to fall short. You're always going to find yourself kind of floundering in the world around you because you're not going to be succeeding at the things that you say that you want to succeed at. So it's ready, aim, fire. It's not ready, aim, aim, aim. And most of us, again, we're afraid to pull the trigger. We're afraid to experience the things that we need to experience to do the things that we want to do. We're waiting for somebody else to tell us it's okay. We're waiting for somebody else to give us approval to take action. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, the time to take action is today. The time to decide that you're going to be part of the human race and a positive person in the world is today. Don't waste another moment, another second of your life waiting for someone else to give you permission to move forward. Don't do it. Take advantage of what you have, which is your now, and take action and make it happen. Get the most out of life. The only way you're going to get the most out of life is by doing what? Taking life by the hand and walking with it. Accepting the challenges in front of you and walking with them. Doing the things that you want to do. If you want to get in shape, then guess what? Go get in shape. Start by taking that little walk. Start by first determining that you're going to do and make up your mind that you're going to take that exercise. That you're going to do that exercise and that you're going to make it a habit that you don't stop until you've reached your goal. And then once you reach that goal, you need to find you another goal to replace it. It's really that simple. You need to find you another goal to replace that one that you just met, that challenge that you just met, that success that you just brought into your life. And learn to embrace success like most of us seem to learn to accept failure. If we can embrace success as readily as we embrace failure and disappointment, we would be giants amongst giants, kings and queens amongst kings and queens. And we would have a life that would be so beautiful and so fairy tale textbook that it almost wouldn't seem real. But it can be real, and it can be yours. Again, action. If you're looking to get a new job, okay, first off, what are you going to need to do? You're going to need to get some more education. You're going to get some more knowledge about that thing. Also, you're going to have to look at your associations and look at the people that you're dealing with and find out if these people are people that can help you, or are they people that are going to hurt you? Are these people that are going to help you to get forward and move forward on your dream, or are these people that are going to cause you to have more and more stalemate in your life? It's a good point. Think about it. Next thing. For those of you that do have a job, maybe a job isn't for you. Notice, I'm not saying quit your job. What I am saying is that maybe you're the type of person that should be creating jobs for others. However, please understand that for those of you that are thinking that you have an entrepreneurial spirit, you're probably going to work harder as an entrepreneur, much harder as an entrepreneur than you do presently as an employee. The difference is that if you win in the entrepreneur world, you may never have to work again in your life. You also will be adding, again, contributions to your world. Why? Because now other people will be working for you. You will become definitely a giver, and you can become a giver for good. Remember something most people forget. Your supervisor is only an employee for the company that's a little higher above you if he's not or she's not the owner. So keep that in mind. And a lot of times when you're enjoying your weekend, they're asleep. When you're enjoying your birthday, they're working. When you're not worried about a bunch of stuff, they are worried about a bunch of stuff because they have quite a bit of responsibility on top of their heads. Not saying that some supervisors aren't total a-holes. But what I am saying is that all of them are human beings. Also, please keep in mind with supervisors that a lot of times, sometimes the reason that they do the things that they do, and I'm not defending supervisors, but sometimes the reason that they do what they do are, one, they don't have any choice. They're following policy and the policy that's been set down to them. And two, sometimes they're burnt out. All right? They're burnt out. They just are so tired of believing that people are going to do the right thing that now they don't expect people to do it. However, there are some that are just plain pieces of trash, okay? So you have to work on a relationship with your supervisor, if possible, that is one of win-win. And sometimes that means you're going to have to do their job. Sometimes that means you're going to have to take some guff that you didn't want to take. But also understand that they're not your supervisor because they weren't willing to do some things. They are your supervisor because they were willing to do some things, and are you willing to do them? You know, there's an old saying, don't talk about a person until you've walked a few miles in their shoes. I don't know what's going on in their lives, just like I don't know what's going on in yours. All I'm saying is that in order for us to live in a world with any type of harmony, we have to take in consideration that everybody's got things going on in their lives, and different things in their lives make different situations possible. And not everybody is in total control of all of the situations that happen in their lives. So we need to keep in mind that we all have things going on and that we're all human as we go through this thing called life, as we move forward to make our own dreams and aspirations come true. Because as you've heard me say before, Blog Talk, the same wind falls on us all. And if you keep that in mind, you won't be one of those knucklehead people. You'll be one of those contributors to the world. And understand, too, that all of us have a bad day. I did a show not too long ago, and it said, you should be mad at yourself for being mad. And I still believe that. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to wake up with a smile on our face. We need to go to bed with a smile on our face. We need to live our life knowing that we could be dead. That's an alternative that may not be something that you look forward to, but the fact that you're breathing today is a reason for you to be happy. The fact that you have an opportunity to change your life for the better right now is something that should be making each and every person listening to the show today smile. Because guess what? If you were dead, you wouldn't be given this opportunity. Again, your book would be closed. So we need to, again, get an attitude of gratitude. We need to be happy that we're here. We need to be happy that we're around. We need to be happy that we're being given the opportunity to tell people that we love them, that we care about them, and that they're constantly on our minds. We need to share and express our emotions and feelings with those that we would like to hear them. Grandparents, great-grandparents, mothers, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, friends, anybody that we feel thankful to, stop for a moment, pick up your phone, call them up, tell them you love them, tell them you care about them, and tell them thank you. Okay? See somebody on the street, say hello, wave your hand, say hi, respect them. Somebody's in your way, say excuse me. Don't stand there waiting for them to move like they should know they should get out of your way. Yes, they shouldn't be standing in your way as a common courtesy, but that doesn't give you the right to be discourteous. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, like I was saying before, do you want to live a life that's going to leave a legacy, or do you want to live a life that's going to be a bunch of negativity, and that negativity is going to fester and become an even greater means of negativity? Let's be givers. Let's do the things that we need to do so that we can live a life that is, again, a tribute to the fact that we were given the opportunity to be part of this world. Let's do the things that we need to do so that we can be happy, positive, and contributing individuals in this world that we live in. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Let's stop aiming and let's go ready, aim, and fire. Take the shot. You've got more than one bullet in your gun. Take care of your weapon. Take care of your tool. Take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. Again, let's have an attitude of gratitude, and let's be thankful that we have today. And let's understand that tomorrow is not forever. We must take responsibility for our actions and do the things that we need to do today so that we can live the life that we want to live. Ladies and gentlemen, there's somebody out there that loves you. There's somebody out there that cares about you. And there's somebody out there that's thinking about you. How about sharing with them that you love them and you care about them? How about stepping up to the game and getting on the field? All right? This is your game of life. If you do not get on the field and start playing your game of life, the time on your clock is going to run out, and you're going to find that the game is over. The score is life, eternity, and you, zero. Thank you very much, Blog Talk, and thank you for listening to the show today. As always, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I wish you a great life, and a great life. It's up to you to take a great amount of action to make it happen. Thank you very much, and have a great and wonderful day.